Jacob from Weather Zone. Morning, Jacob.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're going wonderfully.
Should
well.
We start building arcs, Jacob? What's going on weather-wise over the next couple of days here?
I wouldn't necessarily build an arc, but I would clean my gutters, that's for sure. Oh. Let me tell you, it's going to rain a lot, and that's going to start very late tonight, probably, and that's just going to fall throughout the day on Wednesday as a low-pressure system moves off the coast and then later expected to move into the Tasman further away from the coast. But before it does that, it's going to lead to lashing winds, extremely heavy rain. Like you mentioned before, 150 millimetres, that's definitely possible. Some places could even pick up a bit more.
Wow.
And consequently, the Bureau of Meteorology have issued preemptively a severe weather warning for damaging winds and heavy rainfall, mainly for tomorrow. And that includes for the Illawarra, Sydney Metropolitan. So it certainly is going to rain about that much.
Okay, Jacob, so 150 mils, what does that equate to normally? Like, is that our a monthly quota
it's
for us?
It's got to be more than what
for
we get
month
in November
normally,
wouldn't it?
What is that?
Oh, that's a bit more than that. So if you just look at that, that could even be the seasonal average for spring. It's a great deal of rainfall. I mean, if you look at the November averages, and we're at the end of the month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's for Wollongong, generally, the average rainfall for November is about, let me just see, 102 millimetres.
Wow. So we're,
that's
so
the long-term average.
Far out. So in one day, in one, like 24 hours, we're potentially going to get more rainfall than we would on average for the whole November and December.
That is incredible.
Well, December is a bit different. Let me just see here what December is about. Generally speaking, yeah, I mean, December is even less. It's about 77 millimetres. So potentially, with the 40 millimetres we've already received, we could have more rainfall in November than 2 months' worth.
That is unbelievable. Now, Jacob, I was having a look at the Weather Zone radar this morning.
He loves it.
I cannot see anything right now. So where exactly is this front coming from?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that because it's not really a front. It's an inland low-pressure system that's associated with a trough, and that's going to start moving over the state as we speak. So already there are some thunderstorms over the northwestern part of the state, just northwest of Wilcannia at the moment, north of Broken Hill. And that low-pressure system, whilst not delivering necessarily heavy rainfall over the interior, the moment it starts approaching the eastern seaboard and gets pinned on the coast, it's going to start producing heavy, heavy rainfall. And it's moving quite quickly. So all the way from the northwestern part of the state to, you know, the eastern seaboard in less than a day and producing heavy rainfall tomorrow.
That is phenomenal. Jacob from Weather Zone, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed, and you stay dry.
And you. Thank you very much. Cheers.